The U.S. Supreme Court agreed this week to consider whether a California law that imposes vastly tougher prison sentences on repeat criminal offenders is unconstitutional. The announcement was just one recent development in the ongoing national debate about crime and penal policy. Over the past 20 years, there's been an unprecedented growth in the prison inmate population, and more than 600,000 Americans now work in a prison or jail. The majority of those workers are guards. In California, the Guards Union has become one of the most powerful and politically aggressive interest groups in the state, lobbying for laws that are tough on crime. Correspondent John Bewin of American Radio Works has this report.
A spring day in Sacramento.
I want to see how far we can get this line going so that we can get around this Capitol.
On the grounds at one end of the state Capitol, a band of protesters calls for changes in California's three strikes law. There's a growing push by ballot initiative and in the assembly to limit the state's three strikes law to violent felons. California enacted the nation's first three strikes law in 1994 after several high-profile murders by repeat offenders. The law allows judges to give three-time felons 25 years to life with no chance for parole. In every other state that passed three strikes, only serious or violent crimes count as strikes. Not in California. Here, almost half of the third strikers locked up so far, more than 3,000 people, had nonviolent third strikes. Drug possession, drug sales, petty theft.
Somebody that I love dearly has been sentenced to 25 years to life for a nonviolent felony. Extortion of $800.
Gabrielle Thompson of San Jose has changed her mind about three strikes.
I voted for three strikes. Everybody was in a frenzy. It was a very emotional issue. And I think, like the rest of the general public, we assumed it was going to affect murders, child molesters, and it's a huge waste of our tax dollars and our resources.
The opponents of three strikes have gotten a huge boost from recent court decisions that could affect hundreds of cases. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out long sentences given to three offenders with third strikes like petty theft and shoplifting. The court said the three strikes sentences were grossly disproportionate or cruel and unusual punishment. But three strikes has powerful defenders in the governor's office, the assembly, and crime victims groups. They reject any efforts to soften the law. Follow the money behind California's Tough on Crime coalition, and one group looms startlingly large, the Prison Guards Union. Just around the corner from the anti-three strikes rally, on the front steps of the Capitol.
Would you please remain standing for the pledge to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Don Novi is president of the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, the CCPOA. Every spring, the Prison Guards Union sponsors the Victims March on the Capitol. A few hundred members of crime victims groups sit in chairs arranged in neat rows on the Capitol lawn. On the grass, rows of white cardboard coffins.
I have to say that CCPOA is very generous for us. They are our number one helper.
69-year-old Harriet Salerno heads Crime Victims United of California, a group devoted to public safety, that is, tough punishment for criminals. Salerno's daughter was murdered in 1979. Two prominent California victims groups, the Doris Tate Bureau and Salerno's organization, owe their existence to the prison guards.
I got a phone call from Don Novi to meet him in Sacramento at his office.
She recalls her first meeting with the union president in 1990.
And I said, well, at that time, you know, we victims don't have any support. He said, okay, then, well, let us help you. And so we founded Crime Victims United of California together. And in fact, our headquarters is at the Correctional Peace Officers Foundation.
This building has been here since 1992.
Union Vice President Lance Corcoran, a former guard, gives a tour of CCPOA's two-story headquarters in West Sacramento. In 1980, the union had a staff of four. Corcoran is now one of 90 employees. While the state's prison population ballooned over the last two decades, the union's membership grew more than tenfold to 31,000. Their dues payments give the union a $22 million annual budget.
We have two in-house full-time lobbyists, and we employ anywhere from three to sometimes as many as six contract lobbyists.
The CCPOA has emerged as one of California's biggest political donors. Its PACs have doled out almost $10 million since 1998. The union uses some of its clout on bread-and-butter issues. The average California guard now earns about $50,000 a year, almost twice the national average.
A term that's used for CCPOA sometimes is that we're powerful. I think more appropriate term would be successful. We have successfully moved our agenda by supporting candidates that are willing to listen to our issues.
Those issues include not only wages and training, but also tough-on-crime policies.
Mr. Chairman, members, Jeff Thompson on behalf of Crime Victims United of California, also with the CCPOA.
At a hearing in the State Assembly, the Guard Union's chief lobbyist argues against any softening of three strikes.
We think the three strikes law has worked extremely well. We've seen a stabilization of our population as the true habitual criminals have been incarcerated and off the street.
Thompson gives three strikes a lot of the credit for California's 40% drop in crime since the law took effect. The law's critics point out that crime dropped about as much in some places that have no three strikes law, like the state of New York and Washington, D.C. Thousands of union jobs are at stake in the battle over three strikes. If the law is not changed, a dozen years from now, California prisons will hold an estimated 15,000 aging third strikers. Democratic Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg of Los Angeles is sponsoring a bill to put three strikes reform on the November ballot. She argues the law has managed to survive this long, unamended, because of the prison guards.
They're essential to it. First of all, they give enormous number of legislators donations in their campaigns. We, including myself, seek their support.
The CCPOA gave $2 million to legislative campaigns in each of the last two election cycles.
You know, I support the Correctional Officers Union, their right to organize, to decent pay and decent working conditions. I find it not appropriate, in my humble opinion, for them to try to make sure that the prison population stays large, if that's what, in fact, they're doing.
It's not, says Union Vice President Lance Corcoran.
I can't say it any more plain. I mean, I'll give you a copy of the purpose of the organization. Promote and enhance the correctional profession and protect the welfare of those engaged in it.
Corcoran argues the union's activism on crime policy is no different from that of, say, teachers' unions who lobby on education issues. If teachers know about the needs of students, prison guards are experts on criminals. The union's leaders say, in effect, to state policymakers, you'd better listen to us. We're the prison guards. The union's critics say, ignore them. They're the prison guards. The battle goes on, in Sacramento and across California. For NPR News, I'm John Biewen, American Radio Works.